Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. The internationally best-selling blockbuster UK action-adventure Bodyguard series, the first four titles now available in paperback in the U.S. for the first time. The Bodyguard series and the award-winning Young Samurai series, written by acclaimed UK author Chris Bradford, is best-selling fiction books 21 and counting, published in over 20 languages, nominated for over 30 Children's Book Awards internationally, winner of the 2014 Brilliant Book Award, the Hampshire Book Award in 2014, and the 2011 Northern Ireland Book Awards. His Young Samurai, The Way of the Warrior, was deemed one of Puffin's 70 best ever books alongside Treasure Island and Robin Hood. Also five nonfiction books on songwriting and the music business. Chris was a musician before becoming a full-time author. The Bodyguard series, featuring Connor Reeves, a top-secret teenage bodyguard, now available in the U.S., and author Chris Bradford with us on This Week in America. Chris, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much, Rick. Now, that was a fantastic introduction. I'm now going to live up to that with a fantastic interview with you.
Well, it's all your life. You've done it all, and I'm so excited about the series, the Bodyguard series. First four available finally in the United States, and kids can go in, young adults can go in, adults can go in, and binge read all of these books. And I love the technique you use. You describe your writing style technique as method writing. Talk about that, because I think that's what gives this series such great credibility.
Well, that was the key thing. From my Young Samurai series, where I'd done martial arts since I was 8 years old, and I went and trained in samurai swordsmanship and ninjutsu for those books. When I came up with the Bodyguard idea, my first thought was, you know, how am I going to, A, write it, and B, how am I going to show this to school pupils when I go and do my school visits? And I thought, the only thing I can do is to go and train and become a bodyguard myself. So I went on an official three-week training course with police, special forces guys and girls, RAF. I was the only civilian. And we went on this three-week, 24-hour training, and I learned unarmed combat, defensive driving, anti-ambush exercises, hostage survival, all these elements which then I could put into the book. So when I call it method writing, I'm like a method actor. I will go and actually do what is required by the characters in my books, so that when you read them and when the young people are reading and adults are reading, they go, this is real, this feels authentic, I feel I'm there.
Well, yeah, besides the insider knowledge, the tricks of the trade that we understand as we read the Bodyguard series, you also take us into this young man's life. Talk about Connor, because he's really an interesting character. I love this guy and can't wait for the next series to be available here in the U.S.
Yeah, so Connor's the guy I'd love to have been as a teenager. He has his vulnerabilities. But he is, he does his martial arts. He's the UK kickboxing champion. His father was in the army. He was given a different story as to what happened to him. And through the story, he discovers actually what happens and had happened to his father. But this compels him to become this young bodyguard. He then goes on this journey where he discovers more about his father, more about himself, and a lot more about the world. And these books are designed to entertain, but also educate and inform. So, for example, when Connor goes and starts learning to become a bodyguard, he learns things like Cooper's color code. Now, this was a Marine Lieutenant Colonel, Jeff Cooper, who established that the most important means of surviving a lethal confrontation was not your weapon, was not your martial arts skills, it was your combat mindset. And he identified these four levels of code white, code yellow, code orange, and code red. And in the books, he explains all that and what he has to do to be in code yellow, so he's aware of dangers. So when people are reading these books, they can take those skills with them and then apply them to real life, so they're safe.
You know, what's interesting, in the Bodyguard series, now available in the U.S., websites to go to, bodyguard-books.com, and you can do training on there, all sorts of great information that Chris has for you there. And the other website is chrisbradford.co.uk. And you can link onto both of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And something else that I think makes these books so exciting, you've said, I write books that I want to read. So these books are really passion for you, aren't they?
they're a huge passion. For me, reading's a big, big thing. But getting particularly boys into reading, girls are not usually always as they're more attracted to reading. But getting boys into reading is really important to me. I've got two young boys, and I see the importance of them learning to read. So I like to write these action books that are fast, pacey, but have got really good characters to them, but also good morals. If I'm honest, like Bodyguard was a reaction to The Hunger Games in many respects. Now, The Hunger Games, very popular series. I've enjoyed them. But the one issue I had with it was the fact it was showing kids killing kids. And yes, that just didn't, from coming from a young samurai background where there's the code of Bushido, it just didn't sit right with me as a parent. And I thought, do you know what? I'm going to write a series about kids protecting kids and looking after them that way. And then they can take those skills. And when they're in the real world, they can think, you know what? I'm going to stand up with my friend. And, you know, together we're stronger. So we're going to beat the bullies. We're not going to let them get us. We're not going to be scared. And that was a really important thing for me.
We're talking on This Week in America. Our guest is Chris Bradford. He's the author of the Bodyguard series, now available in the U.S., the first four titles. We've got book number one, Recruit; book number two, Hostage; book number three, Hijack; book number four, Ransom. Talking about Connor, and it's believable because you make the case, and when you think about it, there's such validity to it. In today's world, it's not just adults that are targets for hostage-taking, blackmail, assassination, whatever. The kids are as well, aren't they?
Very, very much so. And I mean, there are lots of kids who have bodyguards. The key problem with that, of course, is the bodyguards typically are imagined as big, bulky guys.
Yes.
Where in actual fact, the best bodyguards, the ones nobody notices. And that line, that single line of the best bodyguards, the ones nobody notices, was the key trigger to writing these books. I heard it on the radio, and within an hour, I had the entire series mapped out. But, you know, you imagine if you're in that situation, the kids go to school, bodyguards aren't allowed in school. Simple as that. So they're not protected within the school environment. And if they wander off or go anywhere else, or they want to go with their friends to the cinema, it gets quite difficult. So younger bodyguards are very, very logical. And this is why young female bodyguards are even, better than the gentlemen, or have certain advantages, because people never expect the woman to be the weapon, to be the bodyguard, to be protecting. So they have an extra advantage. And that's why within the series, not only do I have Connor Reeves, but I have a young lady called Charlie Hunter, who comes from California, surfer, and she's recruited as a bodyguard. And she has her own story, which will be coming out next year, which is called, the first one in that will be called Target, and the second one, Traitor. And she's in those books next year.
And you can find out when all the books, what books are now available, what books will be coming out, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Chris's website, bodyguard-books.com, and chrisbradford.co.uk. Connor joins the Guardians, the top secret young bodyguard squad. And it's interesting because his first case, he's working for the president of the United States, whose daughter is at peril, or they think she's at peril, and the daughter doesn't understand that. Explain the premise for the first book.
Well, I wrote these books. I mean, I wrote the first book was about America because it was a very important staging post for me. America's a strong place. I've got lots of good friends out there. And I know there've been a lot of books about the president and then being attacked and things, but there was nothing I could find that was about the children and their protection. So I researched into it, and I found out they had their own bodyguard squad, their own secret service. And so I had Connor Reeves brought in as the invisible shield around Alicia, the president's daughter. And so he comes in, but she thinks he's just a foreign exchange student from Britain. Come over just to spend some time. So she's not fully aware that he's her bodyguard, which of course brings up a few issues at this stage, because she's pushing against her father, pushing against the Secret Service. So his father wants Connor in just to, you know, keep her safe. Obviously things blow up and go out of hand when a group of terrorists target the president's daughter to basically put pressure on the president, and things go explosive when that happens.
And the story in both one and two, books number one, two, The Bodyguard, Chris Bradford, the author, our guest on This Week in America. Let's go back to you as a youth and reading. You described books as sort of your constant companion as you were growing up. Talk about that and how important books were in shaping who you are today.
Books have all, as I say, yeah, they've always been important to me. I had periods at school where I was bullied, and a lot of that element has actually gone into my Young Samurai books, really helped with the drawing of that and Jack's story in that. But also, I had martial arts going on, which is what's gone into the Bodyguard books with Connor. He has his martial arts, which give him a confidence thing. But books, I felt, were also this great understanding. It's one of the few ways, apart from music, where you can connect with somebody and or another person's life and go, I feel that. Oh, I've experienced that. Or that's a way through things. So for me, the reading as a child, whether that was Roald Dahl, the Twits, where it's all funny and humorous and you're seeing them taking jokes out of each other, to The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho, or Of Mice and Men, which is a very emotive, simple but very emotive book, Steinbeck. All those teach you about life. And I think that's why it's so important. So within the Bodyguard books, there's this very strong moral that they're learning, not just how to protect themselves, but how to protect other people and learn skills which they're going to use in life.
You do a number of events and tours, and I know a passion of yours is working directly with teachers and librarians, working on literacy, the power of reading. Talk a little bit about that, how you got involved in working with them. If you go to the websites, you will find teachers can download a whole lot of information. You do virtual visits where you literally, tens of thousands of kids you touch every year by basically appearing on the internet and talking with them, taking their questions. That has to be rewarding to feel like, besides entertaining, you're doing something of substance as well.
Oh, it's a huge mission of mine to get kids reading. Absolutely massive mission. I've visited, 1,500 schools in the recent few years. Nearly a quarter of a million pupils I've gone and performed to. And then on this Skype visits, the virtual visits, as I call them, because they're not really Skype visits, because if a teacher wants me to move into the room from England, not only do they get the visit from me online, they also get all these downloadable materials. They get videos. They get challenges for the kids. They basically get a whole lesson for my visit, which is fantastic. I am hoping I'll come out to America at some point and be able to deliver the actual Bodyguard show as well, of which I'm renowned for around the world. Because unlike most authors who do great jobs but may go and talk about their how they became an author and about their writing and do a little bit of a reading, I do a show. You know, I will teach the kids Bodyguard skills. I will do an interactive reading with the children. I will show them Bodyguard unarmed combat defensive movements, obviously all within safety parameters. And I will take them on the journey that I took to become a Bodyguard. So I'll do that either virtually or I'll do that live in people's schools.
A couple of minutes left in the program, going by way too quickly. Chris Bradford, our guest, coming to us from the United Kingdom on today's program. We're talking about his books that have been runaway hits over in the UK, now available in the US. The first four in the Bodyguard series, Recruit, Hostage, we've talked about. Hijack and Ransom, books numbers 3 and 4. Working with an Australian mogul, the twin daughters, they're out on a yacht. That gets to be a really fascinating story. Those books are now available. And talk about 5, 6, 7, and 8 in the series, because those are just about ready to come out as well.
Absolutely. So when I came up with the idea, I literally saw the books and saw all the missions ahead of me. And when I originally came up with the idea for the books 3 and 4, which is set in with Somali pirates in the Indian Ocean, this was way before the Captain Phillips movie came out. Fantastic movie. But if you want to compare that series, my book series, to that movie, it would be like Captain Phillips with a kind of a young Jason Bourne on board, protecting these twin daughters of this Australian media mogul.
Yes.
And then for books 5 and 6, where we got we're in the African bush, where there's an ambush that occurs on them, I went to Africa and I did survival skills out there. So I learned how to survive in the African bush, how to find water, how to find food, how to survive against lions and hippos. And I utilized that knowledge in those books. And then finally, but the next set, the book 7 and 8, which is Target and Traitor, this turns everything on its head. This is where I got Charlie in the lead role, and she's our female bodyguard, and she's protecting this famous rock star, Ash Wilde. And in actual fact, Ash Wilde's the rock star I wanted to be, because before I was an author, I was a full-time musician.
Yeah, and you were on your road to possibly becoming that rock star, that famous musician, and then you had the idea for the Young Samurai books. And I'm going to talk about that in the minute or so we have left in the program. I think the first one was out in, 2008? There are 9 out there, and a new one coming out next year?
Absolutely. Young Samurai just continues to go. It's one of those series which has just never fallen out of favor. I have a lot of fans in America, Germany, Thailand, Vietnam, England in particular. But yes, I was a musician. I even performed for Her Majesty the Queen once, and I had some great times. But the wheels never always turned. But when I came up with the idea for Young Samurai, it was as if somebody above just said, "This is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get kids reading." And suddenly, every door seemed to open, and everybody suddenly started saying yes. So I'm very, very happy that I'm not the international rock star, but I'm an international author.
Well, all the people that read the Bodyguard series as well as Young Samurai are grateful that's the course you took as well. Does your mind ever stop? I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, well, you're probably taking notes because you're getting ideas as we're talking on the program today. It sounds like running out of ideas is not going to be a problem for you.
Absolutely not. No, the Bodyguard series, in America, we've still got 2 more missions definitely to go on that front. And also, I've got a new series which I've recently signed with my UK publishers. I can't tell you anything about it, otherwise I'd have to kill you, and I don't want to do that because you're doing a fantastic job of interviewing me.
Well, thank you.
So that will be under wraps. But yeah, my brain is always exploding with ideas. I'm very fortunate in that. That's the part I love about writing, is coming up with the ideas and exciting children to read.
And it has to be, when you appear in front of a group of children and young adults and you see the smiles on their faces and their responsiveness to your literature, that has to be probably the most rewarding feeling I can think of.
It is a hugely rewarding feeling. The only thing that kind of pips it is when the parent or the school teacher comes up and goes, "My little Johnny or my little Jane, she's never wanted to read or he's never wanted to read before, but they just picked up your books after this show and they're wanting to, and they've devoured it and they've gone through the entire series." That is the huge buzz when you convert somebody who's a non-reader into a reader.
It's got to be the ultimate compliment. Our guest on the program, best-selling author Chris Bradford, his Bodyguard series, the first 4 now available in the U.S., book number 1, Recruit, book number 2, Hostage, book number 3, Hijack, book number 4, Ransom. You can go to Chris's website, bodyguard-books.com or chrisbradford.co.uk. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can get all the information on the books. Chris, great having you with us on the program. Congratulations on entering the U.S. market, all the success you've had, and we look forward to having you back on the program.
That would be wonderful, Rick. It's been a fantastic time talking to you and talking to you. And I hope your listeners have enjoyed my stories and everything that's been going on. I hope we speak again.
We will do that. Once again, it's the Bodyguard series and all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these important messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.